When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Hello, hello, you guys look like you need a quest.
Who says?
Me!
Yeah.
Damien Conference, Knight of the Round.
Where are you going?
To Daggerford.
Yeah, that and to help with the Turnt Gobbos.
Wait, there's Turnt Gobbos?
That's what the man said.
One very important question.
Oh.
What direction is Daggerford in?
East. Ish.
Ish. Turn that compass a little bit further. Southeast. En garde.
Oh, do you think I need to save the world from you,
If you
sir?
Are going to save the world, I would like to help you further gird your loins against evil.
Ugh.
And in the best way, you get your brains out of the gutters. Oh, first lesson, never bring a sword to a jam fight.
Or jam to a sword fight. I learned that the hard way.
And Damien drops into a very respect-filled kneel directly in front of Glim.
You have a lot of potential. You need to keep practicing, but you are on the road to greatness. I believe that destiny, with your friends supporting you, has chosen well.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for your tutelage, Circumference. It means so much to me.
We are at your service well until we are in Daggerford, and then we will see where our next adventure takes us. But for the time being, you have a friend in Circumference in Birdie Lemieux.
Birdie's got just bird seed, just like beacon.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
I'm here, and I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot halfling rogue.
And Carla Maxted.
I am here, and I play Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
And Tom Laird.
That's me. I play Moot. He's a wild magic half-orc sorcerer.
And back with us again this week from North by North Quest, Tiffany and David Alvord.
Hello.
We did it.
We did it. We're back.
Welcome back.
I am Damien Conference, a.k.a. Sir Conference, the human lawful good paladin, Knight of the Round, because that's an exotic build right there.
I am Squire Birdie Lemieux. I am what's my actual bird?
What are you? What bird?
What bird am I?
You should know, self-identity.
I'm a lilac. Kenku? I'm a lilac-breasted roller Kenku, so I'm very colorful. And I am a paladin squire.
Yeah, I forgot to send the pictures to everybody.
They're
but
so
it's
pretty.
All rainbowy.
Oh, they're so pretty. They are lilac-breasted, as stated above.
Thank you again for coming back this week to wrap up the epic tale of Circumference and his traveling for others. I feel like
wow. It's a very catchy question.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus.
We totally just got superseded on our own podcast.
That just writes itself. That just writes
it rolls
itself
off the tongue.
It is.
I went into it thinking, oh God, I've got something, and then it just fell apart.
It's
so hard.
Circumference and the fight against the turnt gobos.
I was going for circumference and the quest for jam, but y'all can go that way. That's fine too.
We're getting jam.
Yeah, 100%.
Come hell or high jam.
Hopefully both.
Or turnt gobos. We haven't run into either of those things yet, so we're going to see how this episode goes.
Well, that's how Armageddon happens, right?
We have a plan. You got to stick to our plan.
The world.
I'm following as best I can
it's
here.
Jam and turnt gobos.
Final 5 minutes, there will be turnt.
Yeah, don't spoil the ending for us.
Spoilers.
Where there aren't spoilers is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And when you are a patron of ours, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Aaron Stevens.
Yay. Thanks, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aaron. Go check it out. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now, fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Yeah.
Good job, Birdie.
I'm here.
The five of you are in nearing the final day in your quest towards Daggerford. It's a cloudy, overcast day. You're getting a little tired. You've taken adequate rests as long the way, but just walking that far, you know, takes it out of anybody.
All that training, trying to get my dueling up to snuff for the for circumference.
Glim is doing excellent. Although I think he...
And so is Birdie.
Yeah.
We're a great team.
Yeah, we are.
Birdie is adequate.
Aw.
Wow.
Aw.
But see, what no one has seen is that, you know, out of the sight of everybody, Circumference is actually very proud of Birdie's progress. He's just not showing it quite yet.
I earned my bird seed. Thank you very much. I also keep an extra stash of it when you tell me I don't earn it so I can still have bird seed later.
It's like your secret candy stash.
Yeah. But like sunflower seeds.
What have Moot and Sully been up to?
I think Sully's been catching naps in the back. I think he's been like, yeah, I'm going to go to this back corner, right? Because we're surrounding the caravan. And then he like hops up on the step that's there and has really done very little walking in this entire trip.
Moot has been working on his powers of observation because he felt like people have been seeing things on the road and he's always like last to see it. So now he's like really trying to pay attention to things.
Like you're playing your own little game of I spy with my little eye.
Yeah, and no one else knows that I'm doing it, but like every now and then he just kind of like nods to himself like,
What's one thing that you've seen that nobody else has seen?
A bird's nest in one of the trees. No one else noticed it. But Moot saw it.
Mm.
Good.
Or no one else thought it was important enough to mention. So,
either way, you're carrying up the way. You've turned off the main road and you're heading towards Daggerford. Moot, because you're paying so very close attention, Damien is still up front, but you're kind of just looking over his shoulder. Perhaps he's engaged in conversation with Glim about the great dueling that you've been doing. You see a small humanoid figure running up the path in front of you, quite a distance away, running towards you. The trees are overhanging, so it's quite shadowy in the area that you're in, but it's running at a fair clip towards you.
Does anybody see that up ahead? Or was I the first to spot it?
Oh, spot what?
Well, something's running towards us. You can't see that?
Oh, hail and well met! Thing! Coming this direction that Moot just pointed out!
Hello?
You hear, help! Please hide me! And you see a goblin in noble clothes. They're running towards you in your caravan, and they're looking over their shoulder and running towards you. And as they get closer, you see that they're wearing clothes that are embroidered with the symbol of the Waterdeep Guard.
Oh, what? How can we help you?
Well, as they get closer, they catch their breath. The goat riders... They're coming.
I'm sorry, the Goat Riders?
Are they riding
the Goat
goats?
Riders. Yes, that's where they get their name from,
okay.
The Goat Riders.
I'm just checking.
They're coming. They're coming after me. Please hide me.
Why are they coming after you?
I was sent to set up Daggerford, and then... Excuse me.
You're excused.
I was sent to set up Daggerford, and then all of these vicious of goblins. I mean, this is going to be a hard sell for you, because I, myself, am a goblin. But I fall in line with the city guard of Waterdeep. I don't fall in line with the way my people have taken, especially the Goat Riders. They've got a bad name in and of themselves. But they bust in, and they chased me out, and they said they'd come get me for being a turncoat.
Oh, well, your coat doesn't seem turned at all. And as Birdie's kind of, like, looking at them, I want to use my divine sense so I can detect good and evil. And I can sense anything affected by the hollow spell or know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet. That's not beyond total cover. Basically, I want to know if he's okay, like if he's good.
If he's on the up and
if
up.
If he's evil. Yeah. Is he a turnt gobbo or a gobbo on our side?
you get the distinct feeling that he is being honest and he is telling you, at least as far as you can tell, the truth as he knows it.
Sir, I think we need to help them.
You think that the goblin is speaking the truth?
This one seems to be totally truthful and good and not one of the goat rider turned gobbos.
Yes, the goat riders.
Would you be willing to stake your life on it, Squire?
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't. And he casts Zone of Truth on the little noble goblin. And he's like, first, be ye friend or foe.
I got a wisdom save on that, don't
yes.
I?
Yes.
Yes.
I was trying to slide that one right past you, too.
You can't slide nothing past me. That's a... Well... What's your D... What's your,
sounds like you probably slid it past him.
What's your DC?
13.
Okay. Well, Sully, Amy, player knows, but I'm going to keep it... How do you want to play this? Because you wouldn't normally know...
So if it failed, it cannot tell a deliberate lie.
Yes, that is true. But you as a character
would not
don't
know
necessarily.
If it took.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think Circumference is going to play it under the assumption that it took, and he's going to roll with the information he gets. Be ye friend or foe?
I'm a friend. I'm of the Waterdeep City Guard.
And do you intend to hurt us?
No, I was hoping that you would help me. You come bearing the supplies that were sent towards Daggerford, no?
Well, I mean, I was just looking for the giant jam jar, but like, yeah.
Oh.
Do you know where the jam jar is?
You must speak truthfully if you know where the giant jam jar is.
How big have you heard that the giant jam jar is?
The world's largest jam jar.
I know of a very large jam jar.
We didn't say very large.
World's largest. Wait, I feel like we've gotten off topic.
Big
sir.
Bird arms, Birdie Lemieux. Use your dread. There you go.
Yes, I know. I know where. If that will help get you to come help Daggerford.
Okay, I guess.
I know where there is a giant jam jar.
Giant jam jar. Now we're talking. See, sir, I told you he was very good and helpful.
All right, well then how far away are these goat riders?
I got away and I snuck away and I went through the trees and over the hills and down through the forest here and then came out on here. So I'm hoping they got distracted and went back or just gave up. But they're back.
How many was there? How big were the goats? Were they like mountain climbing goats that can hop around, or are they just like small normal goats?
Root.
What?
They have big horns, and they do hop. I guess they could be mountain goats. Yes.
See, that's important to know because a mountain goat is bigger than a normal goat, which means they must be bigger.
so they can travel much farther.
Moot, Glim, Sully, Sully, yes. Sully, wake up, Sully. What do you all think? What do you want to do? You want to help this noble fellow? Do we believe him? And we want to watch out for the oncoming storm?
Goat riders. The oncoming goat riders.
And we're thinking the goat riders are they're turnt goat.
The
riders.
Turnt gobblers on goats.
Turnt goats.
Oh. Or goat riders, turnt. I don't want it to sound like the goats are turnt because I don't think that's the case. No one has said that
so
far.
No, the goats are normal goats. It's the gobos who are turnt.
The riders, turnt, goat riders of the storm.
Goat riding, turnt gobos. Sully clambers down from the back of one of the caravan wagons and like comes up like rubbing his eyes and is like, what the hell is going on here?
A guy's trying to sleep in the back.
We may or may not have turnt gobos.
There's some burnt gobos?
We're pretty sure.
No, turnt gobos.
We're pretty sure turnt gobos are coming on goats.
Turnt. Okay, sorry. So there are goblins on goats?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Says sorry. This water deep guard goblin.
I will call you a goblin.
Standing in my zone of truth.
I have been telling you the truth. My name is Fen Talma. I am of the Waterdeep City Guard. I was sent to Daggerford to await you mm-hmm. with all the supplies to help set up the city for the people to come.
Oh my! Well, you seem really
I'm not
all
buying this story
people
anymore.
To come back.
What did you do to this poor goblin? He's so worked up right now, buddy. Do you want to take a seat in the back of the caravan?
Well, I have been running since Daggerford.
Yeah, you go ahead. We'll take care of these gobos on ghosts.
Before you go, Finn, can you tell us how many there are?
Well, there were quite a few. There was one larger goblin. He seemed to be the leader, barking orders. They all went into Daggerford. I was chased off by three, maybe four goat riding goblins, the goat riders. And then there were a number of other goblins that went into the city.
Let's go fuck some shit up.
Yeah, what's the name of our merchant man? Horace? What's his name? Herman?
Hamish?
Hiram?
Hamish! Is this the nobleman that we seek?
Hamish didn't go with you.
Oh,
he didn't come with us, Damon.
Damien suddenly realized that. Oh.
Yeah, we can't understand.
Forget that I said
that. That's fine.
That.
I think we should help him because he seems like a very good and trustworthy person, and we take care of these goat riders.
Plus, it will be excellent experience for Glim.
Yes!
And Moot
it's
and
true.
Sully.
We came here to fight some goblins and see some jam, and we're going to do at least one of those things today.
It's definitely the jam when we're done with the gobos.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, let's do this thing.
Okay, you should probably be very careful because the goat riders, they're very wily.
So are we. Wily. And like a little bird bob. Like a head bob.
Okay. Are we doing this?
I mean, you can stay here because you wanted to not.
Do you know where you're going?
To Daggerford?
Yeah.
Which one of you three are the tactician of your group? Who takes point on these sorts of encounters?
Oh, I've been a tactician before.
Sully, what do you suggest we do? I will follow your very learned lead.
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're using brass tacks, or if we're using steel tacks, or if we're going to use some gold tacks. And it all really depends on what kind of material you're tacking together.
I was planning to use my short sword to attack.
Attack, birdie. Attack.
Yeah, but see, attack.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing at all.
No, I haven't taken...
A tactician, I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yeah, I haven't taken that class yet.
I'm only a second year squire. That's for third years.
What does mute and grim suggest? Maybe one of them have a better idea.
Why don't you have an idea? You're the knight here.
I am. And this would be a great experience to follow one of your leads into glorious battle on the way to protect our new friend.
I don't think he wants to make the plan, you guys.
Well, I think Fenn should come with us because he's in the city guard, so he must be strong and brave and only had to run away because it's just him.
Overpowered, I was.
Exactly, but now you've got us, so... And you know where we're going, and you said you snuck away, so maybe we can sneak in.
Yeah, I could help with that.
Okay, so we sneak in, and we get them all.
So we sneak in, fight the turnt gobos, eat some jam.
I like that plan.
This sounds great.
That's a way better like plan than I had, which was use him as bait. Glad we're listening to you.
Oh. But I answered everything truthfully, to the best of my knowledge. That's where you went first?
Well,
I wouldn't take it personal.
I went to Sully first, to be fair. That was like third or fourth down the list. So,
right.
We'll put you in the back.
And that was your first mistake.
Okay. Well,
how about Sully protect you? Y'all can take the back. Yes?
Cool. Yeah, sure. I don't know what's happening.
We're going to sneak in to great. Daggerford and take care of the gobbo problem and then have jam.
All right. You continue up the path towards Daggerford. You hide as best you can your caravan before you get to where Fenn says the sight lines of Daggerford are. You clear through the forest line, and you see, as you come around the corner, a walled city. And he says, there's Daggerford, and it overlooks the river that you now see opening up off to the south of the city.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The big one, I think he's probably... I don't know if he was able to get into the castle. They had everything pretty boarded up, but he probably went at least to one of the bigger houses. And
as you watch for a moment, you see now six goat-riding goblins. Goblins riding... goat-riding goblins.
Not goats riding goblins.
Yeah. Six goat-riding goblins moving around the perimeter. You see several goblins off into the pier, off in the river. They're like ransacking through ships. And you see a few kind of running in and out of the city.
Well, if I know anything about goblins, and I think I do, and it's kind of like being in prison, you got to kill the biggest one.
Oh, you just take out the biggest goblin and then all the other goblins don't know what to do anymore?
Yeah, they're really simple, hate, no offense.
It's fine. I separated ways with their kind quite a while ago.
Yeah, so, you know, if they don't have anyone to take any direction from, they just kind of disband and until they come across the next bigger goblin.
Okay,
so let's go find the big guy then.
Yes.
And how do we sneak in?
Quietly.
Quietly is probably best. There are two main entrances. Well, there's the main entrance there. There's one smaller entrance that goes underground off into to the north of the city there. If we can time, I don't know, the perimeter check or take out one of the goat-riding goblins, maybe we can sneak in the north entrance?
We gotta go through the north entrance if we can take out one of the guard gobos.
I'd say we could try and disguise, I could probably disguise, you know, Sully and Birdie here. They're small.
Yes.
Disguise us as what?
As goblins.
Wait, you think you could disguise me as a goblin?
She's very covered in feathers.
Feathery.
They are covered in feathers.
They are covered in feathers, yes, but I've picked up many good skills along the way, but you let me know which way you want to go. We could sneak you both through. I don't know about your taller friends. That they would be much more difficult.
Does anybody have a bow and arrow?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I have a crossbow.
I got a short bow.
Because maybe we could just time the perimeter guards, shoot one, and then get in.
Sure.
I like the costume idea. I love a full costume montage. But maybe we shouldn't separate, because no offense, Fen, there is still a possibility that you're just tricking us.
That's fair. He did yell Zone of Truth at me, though.
I
assume
did.
That stands for something in your group.
It does.
To me.
Yep. It's when we all agree to just tell the truth in that circle of trust.
Trust circle.
Sully pulls out his short bow.
And he's like... Birdie's just covered in weapons and no one seems to notice. So from around their back, they pull out a heavy crossbow.
Maybe I should call you Arsenal and not Root.
So it blends in with my plumage because I painted it.
Yeah, the plumage is so thick that it's just...
And I painted it to match.
Wow.
I love it even more.
That's amazing camouflage. It's kind of like the disguise I would have used on you.
Yeah. It's a lot easier, I think, to camouflage a crossbow to look like my plumage than to make my plumage look like a gobbo.
You're not wrong. It might have been a work of art.
Well.
But I was willing to try if that's what you wanted.
Another
While everyone's
day.
Talking, Sully lets loose an arrow at one of the guards on goats.
Oh,
okay, you're
oh,
not
we're
gonna,
starting.
Like, time the shit.
Okay. No,
oh,
Sully's going for it.
Because you're still like at the main entrance. You haven't even gone around to the side entrance yet.
Yeah, I just start shooting.
Okay. Oh, we're doing this. Okay.
Okay, roll.
And
your halfling friend takes the initiative quite
18.
Literally.
Okay, so there's one right out front that gets pegged right in the head with your crossbow bolt. It lets out, you hear just like a, ey! And it drops off of the goat, and the goat runs off one way. Some goblins run out the main door, main entrance, which they have been doing in my description. They look, they yell, and then you hear like a jangling going on inside, like a makeshift bell of sort. And you see them all start to rush back towards Daggerford.
Guys, I think I made a mistake. But we're here now. And Birdie yells, take that, Gabo, and fires a crossbow bolt at one.
As Damien says to Sully, you're a paragon of stealth.
Thank you, sir.
That's a six.
There's a lot happening. It goes wide and kind of skids to the ground. The goblin you were aiming at sees it and turns and looks up towards where it came from. Are you at all trying to hide at this point, anybody?
Oh, yeah. Well, Sully's hiding. He's like behind a tree.
I feel
he's all
like
stealthy and shit.
Birdie popped up, yelled, take that, gobos, fired. And then when the gobbo looked at them because they didn't get it, they tried to duck back down, but didn't make it in time.
So you see, because they saw you, see where you are. And you see goblins running up and on the walls now, all, and they too have crossbows.
Sir, I think we need a strategic retreat.
Well, quick, group, do we retreat and regroup, or yes, do we just sally forth into the fray?
Then we're gonna die.
No, I think we run.
Yeah, we're gonna die.
There is honor in living to fight another day. Retreat!
Strategic retreat. And Birdie gets flapping behind circumference.
Are Glim and Moot also retreating?
Oh, I mean, I think we have to. There are so many goblins.
There are a lot of goblins.
Too many gobos.
So many more than I originally thought.
We didn't even get close enough to see if they were turned. Who knows? Oh, who knows what kind of party atmosphere is in that castle?
Conference was definitely trying to be quiet because he knew he's like in pretty much full plate armor and a cape. So he knew he wasn't going to be stealthy. And then y'all are like, here, have some arrows. We're right here. And he's like, oh, maybe you should have just gone
I don't think we all did that.
No, I think just one of us did.
No, okay. Sully did it. And then Birdie thought that's what we were doing. So Birdie tried to help. And
Sully heard we're going to shoot them. And then he just went with that information.
Took action. Yeah. It was...
Okay, so you are booking it back to the caravan. The drivers, who we haven't introduced at all, see you coming, running full tilt. Are you...
Start the caravan! Start the caravan!
They're busy trying to get their horses moving and the wagons going in the opposite direction, and you hear the sound of hooves coming from behind you. Goats. You turn to see coming up over the hill... seven goblins riding goats.
I think about 30 feet behind the caravan. So between the caravan and the goats of the storm, Damien turns around with his back to the caravan and kind of tanks in position to try to guard our flank.
Okay.
So, Birdie, if you're going to be next to me, like,
yes,
be next to me.
Birdie will be next to you.
Cool.
A squire stays with their knight.
That's right, Root.
What are Moot, Glim, and Sully doing? The drivers are trying to turn the caravan back around.
Okay, and there isn't any other passengers, is there? It's all just goods.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will also stay to fight if they're... I don't need to help the drivers. They are better at doing the driving than I am. So right. I will fight.
Yeah, Sully will fight too because, you know, he got us into this mess.
Yeah, Moo's ready for it.
Okay. Set a timer here. Everybody roll initiative.
We all strike a dramatic team pose.
21.
Oh my God. Guys, I rolled a 1, so it's a good start.
Sorry, you got it out of the way.
Exactly.
That's right.
17 for Moot.
19 for Bertie Lemieux.
24.
Okay, so the goblins are far enough out that they're not going to make it to you this turn. They are charging towards you. Damien is up first.
Oh, and you said they're how far out? I know you said not this turn, but.
goat running full tilt. Gonna say.
Do the math and the physics.
Mm-hmm. Gonna say they're gonna dash on their
turn. Seven goblins on are goats, they... leave Daggerford.
Yeah. Are they African
going
or European?
West. Yeah.
Let's say they're 80 feet out.
Oh, 80 feet out. Okay.
That's a far off goblin.
And as they get to, as they get to about 80 feet, you see on the backs of the goats that there are in fact two goblins per goat on some of them.
Two goblins per goat. Okay, I think what Damien's going to do is he's going to actually hold his turn until the first two gobbo goat gets within melee attack range.
Okay, so right up on you. Sully.
Sully's going to shoot his short bow at any of whichever ones in the front.
Sure.
Oh, no, he might not. 14.
Are you aiming for the goblin or the goat?
Oh, the goblin. What kind of a monster do you think I am?
I mean, you started all this shit, so.
Never once shot a goat.
Fair enough.
And she also aimed for a goblin that time, Russ.
Yes, you do hit the goblin.
Oh, I do hit the goblin. Make a big fucking deal about it if I actually hit him. 9 damage.
You hit that goblin square in the chest, and it falls to the ground. There's a goblin sitting behind it who takes the reins of the goat and continues to charge forward. Birdie
is going to aim their crossbow at a gobbo, but not a goat. And is going to try and attack them. That's an 11.
It glances off the shoulder plate armor of one of these goats and goes wide up into the trees.
Before I'm done, who of our new friends has the lowest armor class? Because I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on them.
Ooh. Ooh, it's me, it's me, it's me.
Okay, perfect. Moot, I am going to cast Shield of Faith on you. And a little shimmery, probably turquoisey field comes around you. And you get +2 to your AC for 10 minutes.
Excellent. What is your armor class?
Normally, it's 10.
Oof-a-doof-a.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I'm a sorcerer. They don't exactly wear plate mail.
That's true.
That's fair.
And just so I know, Birdie, you're to my right, like within 5 feet. Is mm-hmm. anyone else within 5 feet of me?
I probably am. I imagined us all standing.
Kind of in a line.
The three of us are Charlie's Angel style.
Okay.
Yes. I don't
know. Okay. Okay.
I'm Cameron Diaz.
Okay,
you're a sexy bird.
Yeah.
As you get the signal that you have a higher armor class now, it is your turn.
I am going to use my cantrip Frostbite.
Yeah.
So I am causing a numbing frost to form on one creature that I can see within range. I'll take the lead gobbo.
Okay.
He has to make a constitution saving throw.
Well, you know goblins and their constitution.
Through the roof, I know.
3.
Yeah, so you're going to take 1d6 cold damage, and that gobble will have disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
All right, roll me some damage.
6 damage. Woo!
It lets out a scream in pain as the frost begins to course through its body, and it releases its hands from the reins, and it's just hopping on top of this goblin, or on top of this goat.
Oh my god, goblins riding goblins.
Oh no.
What does this goblins world come to?
Oh, that's sad. And that is all for your turn?
That's it.
Okay, Glim.
I am going to cast Bless on Circumference and Birdie. Ooh. And, well, let's say Sully, because, you know, Moot already got a spell cast on him. So I'm going to bless 3 creatures, and when you make an attack roll or a saving throw for the next 1 minute, you can roll an extra d4. Ooh. And add that to it.
To the attack roll, not the damage?
Attack roll or saving throw.
Cool. The wagons have kind of turned themselves perpendicular in the path. You look back and you see that the goblins, the ones that are riding double on the goat, hop off and tuck and roll and run into the trees. So you see four goblins run into the trees. At this point, two goats are running just with the pack with no goblins on top. So five goblins are still on goats. Two goats are goblinless, and four goblins have run into the trees.
Is this a Dr. Seuss book?
And they hit, right?
Yeah.
The goats have dashed forward, and they come up to you. You can get your attack there, Damien.
Ooh. All right. Well, so if that's the case, Circumference, he has shield in one hand and Giant Slayer's sword in the other hand, and he reels back, and he slices out at one of the double gobbo goats that come near him.
Double gobbo goats.
23.
Yeah, that will hit.
That, yes.
Okay. And sorry, you're swinging at the double gobbo goat?
No. At above at the goat.
I just got to... Okay.
I'm just making sure. He wants to continue his slice through the two goblins. That's the goal.
Okay.
So he gets 10 points of damage. And he gets a second attack.
Ugh.
12. Maybe?
12 does not hit. The first cut through does go through one goblin and slices into a second goblin. And then your second swing goes wide as the goblins are now crashing into your location. And now it's back to your actual turn, Damien.
All right. He's going to repeat it on the same two goblins because he wants to take them out. Ah, Jesus. Well, the first one's a 12, so that didn't work. Fuck.
You can add a D4. Add a D4.
Yeah, it's with a D4.
Add a D4.
So that one was an 11. So he connected, and then he just got way too excited. He was trying to think of some quip before he actually hit. That didn't work out too well, but he's got his shield at the ready. So any goblins that attack either Glim or Birdie Lemieux, he, as a reaction, can impose disadvantage on their attack rolls.
Okay, sounds good. Sully, you are up. All of the goat goblins are now right up on you, and you saw four goblins run off into the trees a ways back.
Okay, can I try and... How tall are these goats?
They're goat size. Okay. So
can Sully vault over the head of a goat as it comes towards him so that he can land reverse cowgirl on this goat? And in front of a goblin. Like in the lap of a goblin.
Yeah,
that's what he wants to do.
Okay, give me...
Like dexterity? Is that like it's gonna be, acrobatics?
I think there's going to be some acrobatics involved in this.
Oh, no. Do I get to add 4 to this roll?
No, attack roll or saving throw.
Dang, that's only an 8.
How I picture this is you they're charging towards
you. Oh, God.
You're staring down this goat. You reach for the horns and you throw yourself up, which I guess in a sense helps because you drive one goat down and it stumbles. You fly over top, not fly, but you like jump because you're not propelling yourself very far. But you come face to face with the goat right in behind and it hits you for 4 bludgeoning damage with its horns.
Man, I didn't even get to stab anything.
I mean, you're on the face of a goat right now, so...
Is it still my turn?
You haven't done anything.
I think I've done enough. With what... I'm holding on to the horn of one goat, and with my other hand, I take a dagger out, and I dagger into the side... of the goblin riding this goat.
Roll to attack.
Yeah. Son of a motherfucker.
That one you can add a
D4. I can add a D4 to this one. Good. Okay, so that's 7 plus 14.
That will hit.
Nice. Okay, 1d4 plus 5. Jesus. My rolls are just... God. That's a
lot. There's a lot
that's
going
a 6. On. There's... It's too much. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's 6. Did I say that out loud?
That's not a good reaction.
The middle. How you doing? We're gonna
Wait for
while.
A response.
We're here.
Oh, it's still going.
In the middle. Yep. No one's talking to me. I'm just gonna keep going.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was curious to see how
long
it would go.
I just wanted to see if he was
going to
keep rhyming. He didn't.
No. Rhymes usually end very quickly. And that's usually when I bail on it. And then we jump into the middle. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the middle.
Hi, listeners. Hey. Welcome
here we
to
are
the
in
middle.
The middle.
Oh, we're just your friends who have awkward conversations before they talk to you. You know, we're those people at the party.
You know, like your normal friends.
We are those people. So
it's true.
Accurate.
We just wanted to remind you, while we had you here, had your undivided attention, that we have another show that is in its second episode right now, second of 10 episodes, and it's called Facing Fate. And it's really super cool, we think. And we'd like you to go check it out.
Yes, we would love it if you would go listen to it. It is different.
Do you like kind of thrills and suspense?
Sci-fi. Yeah.
And space?
Yeah.
Otherworldly
and
things?
Other stuff?
And hooks. Don't forget the hooks.
Ooh, so many
hooks.
I forgot about
all those background
hooks. We have to cut in and post.
Background hooks.
By we, I mean Russ.
Yep. So you got to listen to all 10 episodes, find all the hooks, and then you win the prize.
Yay. And the prize is that you got to listen to our new podcast, Facing
Fate. And now you're hooked on it, and you'll probably come out and see us for season 2.
Finally, somebody saw what I was doing with the hooks. Yeah, I'll take
total, I got it, you guys.
Yeah, I'll take total credit for that. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Where you can hear the full season is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. All of our patrons of Dumb Dragons Productions, which we are.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
We're, how fancy are we, productions?
Super fancy. They get early access to full seasons of Facing Fate before they drop for the public. So over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you can go check that out. And over there, you also, even at the our entry-level tier, which is $2 a month, you get access to another podcast in and of itself, which is super sweet. It's exclusive to patrons only, and it's our side-scroller. It's, you know, kind of Russ named it The Adventures of... Because Tom refused to give a name.
That's right. He's sticking with our
DM,
usual tradition.
He can refuse.
And Tom is the DM.
Yeah.
Tom is the DM. Russ is full of shenanigans as a player.
I
really
thought you were
going to
say
hear
full
it.
Of shit.
Yes, that too.
Russ is just kind of full of shit.
Shenanigans.
And just
yeah, full of shit.
Yeah, Russ plays a tabaxi bard.
Mm-hmm.
Amy
He's a
plays
handful.
A Goliath barbarian, and Carla plays an ASMR monk.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very wide range of things going on.
Yeah. We're in our third season over there. So there are more seasons than the main feed. So if you think about it that way, more bang for your buck.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I hear now in hindsight what we've talked about in the middle this time. And it was a lot of, you know, what's great. Listening to us. You know what would be great?
listen
to us a little
to
more.
Just a little bit more us as different people. It's real
just
fun.
Like a
we would love
more.
It if you did.
You know, have you found you just don't get enough of us? I've heard that before. Once you get caught up, people are like, oh, I wish we had more.
Well, now what do I do?
We have so many bonus things
so
over
many
there.
Options.
So many.
I haven't done the math in a while, but it's got to be close to like 40 hours of bonus content.
Damn, that's a lot of bonus content.
So much bonus content.
We're just giving it away.
And a lot of that is the side-scrollers. Some of that is the full season of Facing Fate, which you can hear right to the completion right now.
And part of it is even the Flamekins backstory.
Flamekins backstory, which has Flamekins, which has Sean Howard GMing us playing Dungeon World. And there's a pirate ship.
And there's a song.
And there's a song.
There's an original theme song.
Yeah. So much good stuff.
Our good friend Travis Van Groff wrote us a sweet, sweet song that we just love to bits. And we would hope that you want to go check it out too. Which brings us to our final point. Today's episode featured David and Tiffany Albert of North by Northwest. And we just want to thank David and Tiffany who just showed up because they've been sitting here so quietly. Thank you, David and Tiffany.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys are lovely.
So the funnest.
If you want to tell everybody where they can find you real quick.
For sure. Yeah. We are part of the North by Northwest podcast. You can find us on all the socials at NXNQuest or online at northbynorthquest.com. And literally anywhere you want to find a podcast because we're there.
Yep. Drop us a line. Say, hey, tell us about how amazing Dungeons and Dragons is. Or if you want to start listening to us, what your favorite character is. You know, that's always cool. And we want to say thank you for having us.
Yes.
Quick little note. We had actually we knew Russ and Amy a little kind of like online, but we got to hang out with them a lot at D&D Live and in person and everything. It was nice to actually get to play with everybody
you.
And do this. So we appreciate y'all having us. And it was fun. Also, I got to play an episode one of Podcast Into Avernus and Rusted number two. So it's been fun to plan with him and now play with him as well.
That
so tip
true.
Your dungeon master at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah. We sent you a box.
Yes, we did.
I
Reginald
forgot about
took
that.
And now we're going to get you back to the episode. Thank you very much. All the links that we mentioned today are down in the description. So go check all of that stuff out. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of this Turnt Gobbles Jam Quest that we are on right now.
Keep jamming.
The best game of Mad Libs ever.
So good. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, you stab into this goblin's side, and we're going to say that this is the one that Circumference hit as well on his second, on his, like, the second goblin he hit on his first swing. So you stab in, and he falls off. So now you're on the face of this running goat who is running away.
Oh. See you later, suckers!
Birdie, you're up.
Since the gobos are much closer now, Birdie's going to fling their crossbow back on their back and pull their short sword. Mm-hmm. They are going to cast Wrathful Smite on it, which is going to cause extra damage, psychic damage, if I hit. So let's try to hit them with my short sword.
Okay.
So that's a 23.
You got it.
Perfect. So it's going to deal extra d6 of psychic damage, and they need a wisdom saving throw or they're frightened of me. So that is 11 points of damage, and then they need a wisdom save.
They don't, because they're obliterated.
Yeah, I'm terrifying.
Yeah, wouldn't have saved it anyways, but they explode in a goblin gut behind, and if I do my math correctly, that is all the goblin riding goats. Yeah. So the goblins are... Yes. So the goats just keep...
The goat riding goblins?
That is all the goblins that were on top of goats. The goats continue to run past Sully on the face of one moot. You are up. There are four goblins, as far as you are aware, that have run off into the trees in more flanking movements.
Are any of them visible to me?
Make an investigation check.
I can do that. Oh, that's a nat 20.
Hey!
All that practice you were doing on the road is really paying off.
Yeah, looking at stuff.
And that's exactly it. All your practice, you watch them run off into the trees, and you've been tracking one of them. You see one of them kind of poke its head out looking towards you, and it has a crossbow in its hand.
All right, I will unleash a ray of frost towards it.
Okay.
All right, I have to roll to hit for a ranged attack spell. That is a 17.
17 will hit.
This beam of frosty light shoots out of my hands, hits it square in the shoulder, and it takes 7 cold damage.
You see it look panicked as this ray of frost shoots out, hits part of the tree, but also the goblin, and it doesn't look like it moves, but it's frosted all along the side, and it no longer is moving after that. It is frozen in place.
Moot kind of just, like, blows on his hand.
Glim, you are up.
Can I roll perception to see if I see any of the ones in the woods? It's not great. It's a 12.
You see movement. You don't see the goblin specifically, but you see movement. There's a kind of sound of rustling trees and bushes nearing your location on either side of this path.
Okay, well, let's just swing in there with the old war pick. Why not? That is a 19.
Just bushwhacking over there.
Yeah, you run in thinking you know where you're going, and you swing down hard into a goblin. Roll damage.
11. No. Yes, 11. No, I'm lying. 10.
That was a ride.
Real hard.
damage?
10.
Yeah. Hard into a surprised goblin who didn't see you coming, and you catch it right in the top of the head, and it is dead. There are two more goblins in trees, and they let loose two crossbow bolts, one towards Damien.
No!
And one towards Moot.
No! Oof.
You still have that extra armor class.
Damien, that's going to be a 6. I'm thinking that's not going to hit.
No!
Moot, that's going to be a 15.
Oh, the extra armor class isn't enough. It will
hit. Okay, a shot. Aww. A short a bolt comes flying out, and you will take 6 piercing damage.
That's like a good chunk of my hit points. Well.
We're very soft new characters.
I mean, I didn't expect you guys to stir up the whole fucking nest.
Are you less than half? Is that what you said?
Not yet. No, okay. I'm still above half.
Okay. I can help you if you get too low.
I will keep you posted because it's probably going to happen.
You got 3 paladins in the group, so. Okay. The two goblins. So you see where the bolts come from, revealing their location. The wagons are turned right around now and are beginning to follow the goats who have run past them. Damien, you are up.
All right. So 2 questions. One is, can I see where any of the 2 remaining goblins are? And 2, is there any sign of the big, big gobbo head honcho?
You did not see specifically any goblin larger than the other ones, if that's what you're going off of.
Yep.
You see, you do see where the bolts came from. You also see movement after the bolts were shot, leading you to believe that they might be running.
Okay. He's going to take chase, or at least try to get to their position if he can. And if not, he's going to just try to follow after them.
Okay, there's one on either side of the path.
The right.
Okay.
So that's the direction.
Distance, you're dashing?
I'm dashing so I can get up to 60 feet.
Okay. You dash into the wood following the movement and tracks that you find once you get to where you saw the bolt, and you get within 10 feet of the goblin. You see it running back towards through the trees, kind of skipping and jumping through the bushes in order to get back to Daggerford.
And I brandish my sword at it menacingly and say, I'll get you, Gobbo, on my next turn. And by next turn, I mean in about 6 seconds from now.
You're the worst.
Yes.
Okay, Sully, you're on the face of a goat running the other way.
As one does.
So you're about 80 feet away from your friends.
I want to kind of vault myself up and onto the back of this goat.
Okay.
It's the move everyone saw coming.
Here for it.
Give me an animal handling for this one.
No, goat riding. Oh, Sully riding a goat always ends well.
Wrong chant. Oh.
7.
It ended well. I am here for this.
Okay, describe to me what Sully does, and then I'll tell you what actually happens.
Okay, well, Sully is thinking that if he just pulls hard enough down on the horns of this goat.
I can see where the seven came in.
That he is going to, like, propel himself, like, woo, like, legs, like, in the splits, like he does, like a little pike, and then he's just going to land on the back of this goat.
Okay. Yeah.
Which totally happens,
which
right?
Which totally happens. So you pull down on the goat.
Oh, God. Do I, like, ground this goat?
Not knowing your own strength or the strength of the goat, you throw it down, and it's panicked, and it throws itself and rolls into the ground. You, thinking you're going to land on a goat, land on the ground, only to see another goat running right towards you. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Not again.
Oh, man.
21.
Nailed it.
You see the goat running towards you, and you nimbly dodge. And with the saving throw of that, I think you pull yourself up onto this goat behind you.
Oh, new goat.
You meant to do that the whole time.
Yeah. Right? That totally. Other goat had it coming. I was like, fuck this goat. And
Are you turning the goat?
Yes, I would like to turn the goat.
Okay, you're turning the goat back towards
the
action.
So now the goat's turned?
Now the goat's turned. Birdie, you see Damien flee into the woods in chase of a goblin, screaming something non sequitur.
Oh, I'm coming too! And Birdie will follow to take on the other gobbo.
You follow to the other side. You make it to within 5 feet of that goblin. Yeah. It was a little bit closer.
I'm going to swing my short sword at them, and I still have Wrathful Smite. That is over 20. Too lazy to do the math.
Over 20 doesn't hit goblins. Come on now.
Alrighty. So that my dice are trying to attack. Okay, that is another 11 points of damage and another wisdom save, or be terrified of the force of Bertie Lemieux.
Or be butchered by Bertie Lemieux.
The fear is strong with these gobos.
Fear is strong. Yes, you cut that goblin down as it's running back towards Daggerford. So everybody else is kind of out of conflict. We'll go back to Damien, who's chasing a goblin.
Just a normal Tuesday.
Yep. Birdie's following. You can hear the little pit. The
yeah, but you were on the opposite side of the path.
Yeah, you're on the other side. Yeah.
Oh, I was following. Okay.
You said I'm following, and then ran in the complete opposite direction.
I thought both of the goblins went in the same. Tiffany didn't pay attention. I thought both goblins went in the same direction, and they were just like one was on the right and one was on the left. But apparently, it was the other right and left.
Yeah.
I stand by my choices.
Damien's going to actually try to dive and tackle this goblin to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you want a strength?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, strength.
Grapple?
Yeah.
All right. 23.
You do so. You leap out and you grab this 3 foot goblin in your full plate armor and take it to the ground.
Gosh.
Perfect. I'm going to take out my rope. I'm going to tie its hands behind its back.
Gonna hog tie a goblin.
I'm gonna hog tie the goblin. Okay. Then I'm going to carry the goblin back out of the woods, full plate, cape billowing, goblin out in front of me, saying, "Here you go. I figured, take it alive. Maybe we can get some information about this."
I never tell you anything.
Damien doesn't know what to say that he was.
Birdie's going to walk up to you and back you up and try to look intimidating.
Oh, is this good cop, bad cop?
It's good cop, bad squire.
Good. Wait, so, okay.
Well, I'm a
Be
squire.
A bad squire.
Ugh, so intimidating. I'm going to try to use intimidation. That's a 10.
You are a giant purple bird.
I'm like the same height as the goblin, but a bird.
I ain't going to tell that big one anything. I'm going to tell you, fluffy feathers.
Am I still riding this goat?
You've arrived back on top of this goat.
Okay.
Sully arrives back on a goat.
No one pays attention. It's like a normal Tuesday.
Sully, we have a hostage. Do you want to try to pump it for information?
Phrasing, sir.
Yeah, well, I could ask it probably a couple questions.
Yeah. Question them.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you.
How you doing?
I've had better days.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Can I, I'm not trying to hurt it, but I want to, like, blow my breath weapon, like, around it to scare
what
it.
What is that?
It'll eat you.
It'll eat me.
Oh, yeah, if you don't give us the information we want.
And change your ways for better.
Ah, change my ways for better. I see how it is here. You're just a bunch of people trying to change the way goblins think, are you?
No.
No, man, you do you, but I mean, like...
We just need to help the town, and y'all seemed like you weren't helping the town.
Help the town? You fired arrows into the citizens of the town.
You're not the citizens of the town. The citizens of the town haven't come yet.
We're here, aren't we?
Find us, keep us does not apply in this situation.
I think there was nobody there. We went in, we was there, and then we got...
This is not a case of squatters' rights!
I was going to say, we're going to get into a whole debate now about squatters' rights.
We're never going to get rid of them.
Hold on. Where's Noble Horace? Where's our noble gob? Where is the...
Ben?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. I can't remember which voice I was using, but yes, this was me.
Yes. You're the one who said that this goblin, as he points to the other goblin, nameless goblin, said that they were bad. Maybe you should talk to the goblin.
What kind of information are we trying to get here?
Well, we need to resolve this turnt gobbo conflict and, well, we've resolved some of the gobbos.
With death!
Well, yeah. To be fair, they attacked us on goats first.
That's true, we did. We did first. Attack yous on goats.
So it was self-goat defense.
Also known as a clean bisection.
So wait a second. All you want is to just rehabilitate this here... property that we have maybe turned into a goblin village.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a place for goblins in this goblin village?
Oh, well, we could probably talk about that.
There's a place for all goodly folk in this village. We were just charged with bringing goods and food and the like to the starving and ill-willed folks of Daggerford.
You see, to help set up the town.
You're not supposed to tell him what's inside the caravan.
You see their face
right now. I didn't tell him that there was good food and bolts of cloth.
Goods and foods and cloth? Aw. Well, why didn't you just say so? You could have strolled right on up. We would have let you in, rolled out the red carpet that you're carrying in there.
I don't know if we have red. Do we have red? Red's kind of an expensive color.
Well, we would have known if Sully hadn't shot a bolt into...
Well, okay, let's not point fingers at nothing.
That's true.
What if we were able to, like, strike some sort of deal with the goblins currently living there that we could maybe do this whole living in harmony kind of thing?
What if we all got turnt with the gobbos and it just became one real turnt town?
A jam party.
A jam party.
Are you like jam too?
We do like jam.
We've heard a lot about this giant jar of
jam. It's delicious.
World's largest jar of jam.
I mean, it's kind of like...
Is it in the
town? It's kind of like half empty now.
Oh, well,
half full, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, you don't need to be so negative.
It's half full of jam, but it's still the largest jam jar.
Touché.
I still want to see it, regardless either way.
Yes. All right, so what's in it for goblins? Like, I can't just take you in there to be like, they've come to
partake in the jam.
Take us out and partake in the jam and then kick us out on our tookuses.
Well, what if we make a gobbo district?
Yeah, like a fun gobbo neighborhood.
Gobbo neighborhood.
Like a section of the town just for you.
Wow.
And more immediately, I will unhog-tie you, and you will no longer be a hog-a-goblin.
I mean, that might go a little bit of a ways in order to, you know, go on good faith, so to speak.
Because good faith. So far, you won't even tell us your name.
Well, so far you've murdered 9 of my friends.
That you did attack us on goats.
After you murdered my best friend.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Best friend.
That's unfortunate.
Wow. He was out there. He was 1 week from retirement.
Oh, no. Did he have a retirement plan?
We were going to
get a party.
What was his life insurance fund like?
Well,
did he have like a 401k or something like that?
Goblins don't really have those sorts of things. I don't know if you know.
We just kind of stuck with the fees. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm really, really sorry.
Would some sunflower seeds make up for it?
I do like sunflower seeds.
Okay, I'm going to part with some of my secret stash that Sir doesn't know about. But
what was that?
Nothing. Which one's?
Oh, that one, Sir. Yeah. He's got kind of a weird thing about him, doesn't he?
Hey, guys, I'm going to say something weird right now, but what if we were to donate a portion of our earnings for this trip to setting up the Goblin District in this neighborhood as a show of good faith and making, like, all harmony and stuff?
You want to donate all 50 gold that we're getting for this trip to the Goblins?
Your number keeps changing every time, man. Before, there was 100 gold in there.
Yeah, with possibility of 125.
That's right.
Yes. But you're not supposed to lead with that.
Well.
So is that sort of enough monies in order to set up a goblin district?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's definitely a good start. It's
especially
a good start.
Since we're already setting up this city. Anyway.
It just gets set up with the city. And you guys can decorate it however you like.
You can reinvest it in the local economy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe
Bertie
just
says this while
don't kill people and stuff.
He's taking the seeds and eating them.
It's
everybody
like one at a time.
Everybody who's trying to do this, make a persuasion roll.
Oh, it's my
not
persuasion.
Damien. He's still got him hog tied and holding him above the ground.
12. 16.
Oh, I'm good. 14. I'm good at that. 22.
Oh.
You know.
It's those sunflower
seeds. Sunflower seeds are really selling it for me here. Okay, we can go back. We can talk to the boss. I can smooth things over, and we can set up this little district here as long as these seeds keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you've started.
Here's just one at a time. Like,
nom 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 nom.
Just one at a time. And Bertie looks every seed that they hand you. They just look the tiniest bit sad that it had to go.
Okay, as long as I'm still tied up and with you folks, I need to keep getting seeds. That's all I gotta say.
We can untie you.
I will untie you, but Bertie Little Mew will be in charge of you until we get back to the city.
Okay.
Unless I propose you take on the charge of Glim and become their squire.
Oh, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? Haven't you wanted to see the world?
I mean, I feel like this podcast has had a goblin. And I don't feel like maybe we need another one quite yet.
What if we just try it out as we go back to Daggerford and we talk to your leader?
Yeah.
Your king? Your
Jinsy.
Oh, Jinsy. Yeah. Okay. And
the
put
local
forth our
goblin comptroller.
Yeah.
Squiredom is very
and
fulfilling.
And put forth our proposal.
Right. 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 Okay. Well, let's do that.
Okay.
Do you take all the wagons with you, or do you just go as a group?
I think we take the wagons.
Yeah.
It's a show of good faith.
We're far too trusting.
And we need to actually set up the town. Yeah. So.
And turn to Gabo District.
You make it back into the city because you have this goblin with you. You are allowed through the gates, and they let all the wagons through. And you get into the center of town where the goblin leader, Jinsy, comes out. And she is a large goblin for goblin standards, and she's wearing furs and chains, and she comes out and she says, "What is going on out here?" "Well,
hello."
They've come. They've got seeds. They untied me. I'm going to gloss over the fact, because we're trying to build bridges here, that they may have killed a few of us. We're
Let's
fine
not
about
talk
that.
About yeah, that.
We're fine about that.
We would like to talk with you about setting up a goblin district in this city to live harmoniously with the rest of the people coming to live here.
We'll say that you go through the whole spiel that you just went through with the first goblin. Everybody roll persuasion again.
18.
Oh.
17.
You finish your speech, and Jinsi, who's drinking from a mug that's much too large for her, you're not sure what she's drinking. It doesn't look like anything that should be consumed. And
how turnt would you say?
Super turnt. Hold on, let me roll for turnt.
To real turnt.
I mean, that's a 10. So she, I mean, on a turnt scale, it's pretty good.
So 50% yeah. Turnt.
She's getting there.
Yeah. She ponders everything that's been said, and she says, all right, but you don't think they're going to want to kick us out? They're just going to put us into a little section that's just for us, and we get to partake in all of the things, the 401k that you mentioned earlier, the life insurance policies.
Well, I think that's based upon your individual employer. But I think as long as you don't kill anybody, everybody will be fine.
You just have to be good neighbors.
Yes. There's a lot of reward to come with just making sure you're not killing your neighbors.
That's true. All right.
And you have full buy-in and support of Little Goblin Town.
Turnt Gobbo District.
I like it.
You know, the name's not important.
But you know what? This isn't an official deal until we celebrate with jam.
Jam.
Finally.
Jam. 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 Jam.
All the goblins begin chanting along with you as they carry you forth through the city towards the world's largest jam jar, which is now in Daggerford, of course.
And it is half full.
It's also their primary mode of tourism commerce for this town.
Yeah, it's good to have a plan of tourism commerce when creating a new town.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, especially when it falls in the Goblin District.
That's
so
nice.
They're going to be in charge of running it.
It's true. They got to keep that stocked
up. We've already helped them create income.
They've got a nice little economy going. Plus, I imagine they'll start some, like, the best nightclubs will be in the Goblin District.
Oh, 100%.
Where everybody goes to get turned. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. So, what kind of jam is it? It's
strawberry.
Strawberry.
Oh, hard
very
with strawberry
decisive.
Right there.
Strawberry
it's just
jam.
It's been in my head since the start of, like, it's a cartoon strawberry just painted on. It might not actually be real strawberry jam. It might be some other flavor, but they painted a strawberry on it.
Yep.
And so Birdie
Works
is convinced.
So as we're walking towards the jam, Damien, sensing that the end of this quest is kind of wrapping up, prior to whatever his and Birdie Lemuse is about to be next time. And he decides to kind of slip off and have a quick moment with each of the three new friends that he's made. First, he walks over to Glim amidst the crowd. And he says, again, not in his usual boisterous manner, Glim, you have great potential. And the practice that we've had over the last few days, I am very much impressed with your early dueling skills. I really think you have a knack. And I have seen people set out on this road and fail before. I truly believe you will not be one of those people. Good luck with your quest going forward.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, it's so nice.
Of course. Yes. And then he walks over to Moot, and he slips Moot a note that has scribbled on it. All he says is, some of this information may be useful to you going forward. I do not know, but we are not going in this direction, so maybe it will help you. And it has like secondhand rumors, notes about cult members taking over towns and making them like home bases, having illusionary effects, kind of hiding undead, stuff of that nature. But it's all kind of scribbled, and it's information he's captured from other people. That's not too clear of a note that you can tell, but definitely information there that maybe will help you going forward.
Awesome.
Then Damien walks over to Sully, who's kind of fallen back because poor Sully is definitely very tired. And Damien leans down and kind of gives Sully a very light punch on the upper shoulder and goes, "Please don't make me regret this. I will tell them tell the other two I'm giving you this." And he gives the entire balance of the 500 gold over to Sully. The direction we're going, we're going to be in a good spot. I want to make sure the three of you are well suited for the days to come. And he hands the whole pouch of gold over to Sully for the group.
Say, "Ah, thanks, man. You made a good choice. Those other two, they're very frivolous."
Moot! Glim! Sully has your gold. Don't let him tell you otherwise.
And you look in front of you, and Birdie has tried to climb into the jam jar.
Can we just, like, exit out with us having, like, a giant jam party? Like, we're throwing handfuls of jam at each other, laughing. Jam.
We fade out on the caravan drivers, the guards that were, and the goblins in Daggerford awaiting the arrival of the citizens of Daggerford.
Intro and extra music Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music, sound effects, and ambience can be found at epidemicsound.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Joshua Dixon, Ryan Cushman, Kat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you get exclusive content, including an entire exclusive campaign, Dungeons Downtime episodes, early access to our new show Facing Fate, as well as a whole slew of other amazing bonus exclusive content. Visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast to check it out today.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting this to happen. Hold on.
You weren't expecting us to fight goblins?
Not in this fashion. To be honest.
Well, you're a GM. You should know we're automatically going to be fucking with your plans. So.
Yeah, you did it.
We did it.
Did it.
You.
Yay! Congratulations, everyone.
Hey, when you offer turnt gobos.
And you had.
You better deliver some turnt gobos.
Turnt gobos.
And you had Sully be like, "I'ma shoot it." You should have known.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my god.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
Spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at derelictpodcast.com.